Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. And yes, it is. It's Halloween and it's Frisky Friday. So I had to play a little thriller with the dogs. Howl! In the background.
It's appropriate.
It's very appropriate. Good morning to you. Katie King is here for Frisky Friday with Great Dane Rescue. You are the, I guess, founder, president?
Vice president.
Vice president. Okay. Yes. So let's talk about Great Dane Rescue and just tell us everything about Great Danes, because we were just chatting about they are probably one of the most misunderstood breeds around.
They are. They are wonderful family pets. They just need a lot of work when they're puppies. A lot of people get them.
Doesn't every dog need a lot of work when they're puppies?
Every puppy needs a lot of work. You have to train them, or you know, you've got a terrorist on your hand with like sharp teeth that can destroy things really quickly. And with a Great Dane puppy, they grow so exponentially quickly that they can do a lot of damage when they're only 6 months old. They're already 100 pounds, and you know, they're running around. So you really, a lot of people get them for their giant status, and they think they're going to be, you know, they're going to be protective dogs. They're going to be, you know, they're going to protect the house. And in true honesty, these dogs are not protection dogs. Mm-mm. They are family pets. Mm-hmm. They are doofuses. and they just need the same amount of work that most puppies do, but because they get so big, they have the potential to do a lot more damage than regular small puppies. And then people get really upset because they can damage things so much.
Well, they're big.
Worse. They're huge.
They're huge.
They can destroy your couch. They can destroy your coffee table. They can destroy your bed. If you don't give them something to do, they will find something to do. And they're huge. And so their destruction level is a lot bigger than a lot of smaller dogs.
Right.
So,
but here's the difference. I had a really good friend that had a Great Dane. And oh my God, this dog was the biggest love muffin I think I've ever met. He was the sweetest dog. But the funny thing was, though, he wanted to be, his dream in life was to be a lap dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't tell them they're not. They are. They have absolutely no concept of size. That's another thing, too.
Right.
They're such needy. I think people need to understand that they are a very needy breed. They're very attuned to their humans. They bond, especially with one person in the house. They really bond with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes your shadow, your ghost. You can't go to the bathroom alone. You can't get in the shower. So they're very needy in the fact that they're human-centric. They're friendly with dogs, too. Don't get me wrong. But they really are a human bonded dog.
Aww.
And so I think people that are used to a little bit more aloof are surprised by Danes because of how needy they are and how much they're so, you know, just super glued to you and almost smothering in some ways.
So, that's really funny. So how big, what is the average size?
Okay. So generally an average size Great Dane, a female, is anywhere between like 100 to 130. Maybe 140, and a male is anywhere between 110 to 150.
Okay.
Now, that's not saying we don't have a lot bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so the average, I would say, Dane is about 130 pounds.
Okay.
But my male at home right now, he's 155, 160. Mm-hmm. He should probably be more like 150. We need to be on a diet. But he's a big boy. And so, you know, he's bigger than I am. So you have to, it is important to train them when they're young.
Right.
Because if you're trying to hold 160 pounds on a leash that wants to take off, you're going to be superwoman quickly if you don't have them under control.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people put in the time in the beginning years in the puppy and juvenile adulthood stage so that they're well-mannered when they're adults. And then that's when they end up on our steps, because they're 10 months to 18 months old. They've had zero training. They're bored out of their wit. And, you know, they're destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, here, take this. We can't handle this anymore.
Mm. Okay. So tell me a little bit then about Great Dane Rescue, how you guys got founded, and so what your mission is, and some examples of how we can help you in the job that you're doing for the Great Dane community.
Absolutely. We started out, I think, in 2008 is when the rescue actually formed. And in the beginning years, the first probably 5 years of existence, it was just a local only rescue, really just like Escambia, Santa Rosa County, and parts of lower Alabama that we would take Danes from. And we were only doing probably 20 Danes a year. And then in about 2013 or so, we started really amping up and gaining more traction, gaining more foster homes, and spreading out. And so now our foster base goes everywhere from southern Mississippi, Mobile, all along the I-10 corridor through Tallahassee and into Jacksonville at this point. So, and we handle about, I would say, 125 to 150 Danes, 150 Danes a year. And
wow, that's a big jump.
It is. And we're also taking in Danes from all over the Southeast, particularly the states that don't have a lot of animal control, animal welfare. So in the rural areas of Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, all of those.
So you don't have a facility, though?
We don't. We have a small boarding facility that is volunteer run that only holds six dogs. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically our holdover pen. Basically, it's where we bring in the Danes to try to quarantine them, figure out what their personalities are like. A lot of the Danes we get in are coming in from shelter scenarios that were picked up as strays or abandoned in the woods. We don't know anything about them. So
right.
we bring them into the our boarding house and get them up to speed on vaccinations, get them vaccinated, get them dewormed, learn about their personalities, and from there go into a foster home so that they can be part of a family and start to learn what it's like to be a part of a pack, a part of a family, and be indoors.
And so how long does that process typically take before they're kind of ready to be adopted?
Usually, so when we get them into the boarding facility, it's usually about 3-4 week process before we can get them into a foster home. Mm-hmm. Once they go into a foster home, it depends on their age, how they're handling being, if they're already used to being part of a family, part of an indoor home, being part of a fat pack. Average, I would say, it depends on their ages too. Average is usually about 3 months.
Before. Wow. Okay.
But I mean, we have Danes that have been in the rescue for over a year, waiting on a forever home. So. If they're puppies, if they're young juveniles, they're sought after. Mm-hmm. If they're over 4 or 5 years old, it takes a lot longer and a lot more time for them to find their adoptive home because we don't have that many people coming to us to adopt seniors.
Well, and that's true of all the shelters.
That's 100%
true
of everything.
Every week.
Also, it depends on their, Danes come in so many different colors.
Mm-hmm.
That's another point of discussion.
That's true. I had never thought about that.
And so, as with shelters, as with most rescues, the black Danes tend to get ignored. The ones that have spots and have stripes and are different colors get a lot more attention up front.
Even though
the black ones are often the best behaved dogs.
Isn't that interesting? Yes. We're talking with Katie King. She is the vice president of the Great Dane Rescue that's here based in Pensacola, but I guess helps dogs all over the Southeast now.
Yes.
So if you have a question, 850-437-1620, be sure to text that in to us this morning because I'm sure you've got a question about a Great Dane. I have quite a few myself.
Yes. They're great doggies.
If you're interested in fostering and donating, we're going to come back in a couple of minutes and tell you how you can help out this great organization. And it is Frisky Friday on Halloween, so we'll be right back on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I have Katie King here for Frisky Friday. She is the VP of the Great Dane Rescue here in Pensacola. So we got a lot of things still to talk about. So what were one of the things that you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to talk about the fact that, we've been seeing a lot more pets being abandoned and left in the woods, dumped in neighborhoods. This is not just my rescue. This is all rescues.
We're hearing that every week.
Yes, shelters are inundated right now. And it's just going to, especially with the shutdown, it's going to get worse. People aren't being paid. And I want people to understand that, Danes are a wonderful breed. They are absolutely family-oriented breed. They're my favorite breed. I love them. They are an expensive dog to own.
Mm.
Everything about them is expensive. It costs more. They are bigger, so they are on more prevention. They eat more food.
Right.
Anytime anything happens at the vet, it's going to cost you more because they are so big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of people get them as status symbols and then don't realize how expensive
they're
are.
High maintenance, I guess you could
say. They are very high maintenance and they are very costly dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those decisions when if you're truly thinking about getting a Great Dane, you really need to look over your finances and understand that this is not going to be this is an expensive breed to own, and you need to understand that there will be financial decisions in your future that will come up unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
Always are with Danes. And so really consider that before you ever look into buying any type of giant breed dog. They are very expensive to own, but they're wonderful family pets. Ways that people can help. If you guys can't if you determine that you're not able to actually afford to own one, think about fostering.
We provide
all of the prevention, the vaccinations. We will even provide the food if you can't afford the food. We just need a safe and loving home to put the Dane in, to spend a little bit of time and get used to being with the family before they get adopted out to another. So if you would consider fostering for us, that is our biggest need right now. The more fosters we have, the more Danes we're able to help.
So how do I sign up for that, or how do I reach you?
Yes, you can go to our website, which is our acronym, NWFLGDR, Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. NWFLGDR.com, and then you can click on the how to help, and there are lots of ways to how to help. If you can't foster right now, try donating, try sharing some of our posts, volunteering at our events to help set up, take down, hold the Danes while, you know, so that foster can get a break to go eat or pee. There's lots of ways to help. So if you go to our website and click on the how to help button, it'll take you to the foster page, and you can read what our foster requirements are before applying. And there also takes you to the donation page where you can donate or purchase something off of our Amazon wish list.
Oh, see, that's my favorite. Every week I say, if you're sitting at that stoplight right now and you're thinking, well, I can't foster, but I could help, click on the Amazon.
Oh, we have an Amazon wish list and a Chewy wish list and food. You know,
just click on there and you can see exactly what they need. You click the button and they'll have it tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
So that's a great thing.
We've got lots of food on there because we have to feed all the Danes that are in our boarding facility. So that's a big one too.
Yes.
Any little bit helps. Everything helps.
What about monetary donations? Is there a way to do that?
On the website too, there's a way to donate. We accept Venmo. We accept PayPal, Zelle, and Cash App. So those are all on our website or on our Facebook page if you go to either one of those.
Okay. So if I am interested in adopting, where can I see photos of the dogs that are available?
On our website, you can go see them there. Our Facebook page, we keep up to date regularly. I mean, we're constantly posting on that. So if you just want to see cute Dane pictures, we recently had a litter that we just got into.
I saw that.
Yes, the gourd litter. It's Mama Blossom and her 9 pumpkin-themed puppies. Yes, she was.
So what are their names?
Let me show you.
I did see this. I follow Katie on the Facebook page.
Yeah,
they're all named after
squash and peach pumpkins. Yes.
I love it. So if you've got a question for what she's looking for those names, 850-437-1620, Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue is here today.
And we got her. She's another case of a Dane being abandoned. She was running around Alabama, and it took a month for people to catch her. And she covered like 10 miles in the time that people kept spotting her in different areas around this rural town in Alabama. Finally, she was caught. And by the time she was caught, they didn't realize she was pregnant until, you know, quickly, like a week later.
Ten
puppies dropped. One died.
Didn't
make it. So 9 healthy puppies now.
And oh, my goodness. Okay, what are the names?
Okay, hold on. Sorry, I got sidetracked. But they're like, you know, it's like...
Gourd?
Yeah, they're all gourd themed.
Just in time for Halloween. I love it.
Like, you know... I can't get it to come up.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But it is Northwest Florida, NWFLGDR.org.
Yes, NWFLGDR.com.
.com. Yes. Okay, it's .com.
Yes.
Okay. So if I wanted to adopt, what do I do? How do I go about? What's the process?
So what we're looking to see is that their requirements for you to adopt or to foster for us are the same. We're going to make sure, you're going to see if you own your home. If you don't own your home, we have to speak with the landlord or the property owner to make sure that a horse-sized dog is allowed to be in that house.
Right.
And once that's approved, then we'll check to see if all of the pets in your household that are already there, the dogs or cats, are spayed or neutered already, up to date on their current on their vaccinations, and on heartworm prevention. Heartworm prevention is huge for us. It's a big deal. Because we live in a mosquito infested area that year round.
Right.
So you can't get away from mosquitoes ever down here. And then the last thing we do once we've checked the vet reference is we'll come out and do a home visit and make sure that we're putting our dog in a safe and loving environment, and everyone in the household is on board with bringing in a giant dog into their house too. And once you're approved to, once you get through that approval, you're approved to adopt or to foster for us. Fostering being in, like, we adopt to all over the Southeast. Our foster base is closer to range, but it's the same exact process for adopt or to foster. And once you're approved, you're approved. And then they're like potato chips. Good luck. So you have one, you can't ever just have one.
I've noticed that. I very rarely see somebody that has one Great Dane. I always see people have two or three. I've noticed that at the dog parks here locally.
Because you can't, like, you it ends up being an addiction, and then you can't stop.
That's true of all dogs. That's why I haven't gotten one again, for the same reason. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday, which just happens to be Halloween, and we are howling about Great Danes this morning with Katie King. She's with the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. We'll be back with Katie in just a minute on Pep Talk. Happy Halloween. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Katie King is here with us with the Great Dane,
Northwest Florida.
Great Dane Rescue. There you go. So anything we haven't mentioned that you'd like to mention in the last couple minutes here, Katie?
The thing I'd like to leave with is that, every rescue is struggling right now. Every shelter is struggling right now. Anything you guys can do, every little bit helps. Sharing helps. Donating helps, volunteering helps, commenting on our posts just helps keep the feed going too. Mm-hmm. So we are all looking for as much help, volunteer help as you can. Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue, is our biggest need is fosters. Like I said earlier, the more people that it will open up their home to help a Great Dane in need, the more we can help and save. And I'm the director of the intake, so I'm intaking all the dogs. I'm having to turn people down left and right because we can't even focus on owner surrenders anymore. I'm having a time trying to just focus on the ones that are in kill shelters that all around the Southeast that I have to prioritize because their life might be on the line.
Wow.
So the biggest need for us, for my rescue, are more fosters. I have a feeling that's the biggest need for all rescues, is fosters. If you have the ability to open your home to a dog in need, please consider it, even if it's not a Great Dane. I understand giant breeds are huge and they're a lot. So if you are able to open your home to a dog in need, contact a local rescue and let them know that you'd like to do that. That is a huge help. That is the biggest help we can get. If you're not able to help in that way, if you can't bring any more into your household, please consider donating. Donating is huge. It helps with us. Every single dog that we bring in, we spay or neuter. Mm-hmm. We get them fully up to date on rabies, distemper, parvo, bordetella. We microchip them and we put them on heartworm prevention, and if they're heartworm positive, we go through the heartworm treatment process. So every little bit helps. Donations help. Wish list items help. We don't have to pay for them if you guys do. So
sometimes it's not glamorous. Bleach, it's not, towels,
exactly.
Things like that. So
yes.
But they need
cleaning
all that
supplies.
Stuff.
We 100% need all that supplies. And so do all rescues. So please consider donating if you can.
Okay. So in the spirit of Halloween, when are the pumpkin Great Danes?
Yes.
The puppies, when are they going to be ready?
They are probably, they're about 4 weeks old right now. Uh-huh. So, and we won't let them leave mama until about 10 weeks old. So they'll be ready at about mid-December.
Okay.
Yes, mid-December. Right. And then we'll put them into foster to adopt homes.
Okay. We've been talking with Katie King with the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue.
Yes.
Okay.
You got it.
Hey.
You got it.
Okay. How can folks reach you again?
NWFLGDR.com. Go to our website, NWFLGDR.com.
And check them out on Facebook.
And on Facebook. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Katie, for coming in. I know how busy you are. Thanks, everyone, today. Hope you have a happy Halloween. Be safe tonight. And remember, be kind, be gentle, and love now.